Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's O'Neill Outside on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. For fishing and hunting or anything in the great outdoors, O'Neill Williams is your guide. Let's go outside with O'Neill.
Good morning, boys and girls, from Black Power Headquarters in the middle of the mountains in North Georgia. This is O'Neill Outside presents Real Tree Radio. Welcome to a brand new unused Saturday morning. Oh boy, we've got 2 hours of outdoors headed your way. You can listen on WSB, on the Sports Broadcast Radio Nation across the country, from California to Pittsburgh and New York, Houston, Dallas, St. Louis, Columbus, Little Rock, and all over the country. Welcome to the program, everyone. Woman Williams is here. Ha ha. Yes, Woman Williams is here this morning. She's been sleeping in over the last few weeks, but we'll enjoy her presence and aid in communicating this morning. Politics are aside for the next couple of hours. We're talking outdoors. We've got a lot of things to handle this morning. We hope that you'll enjoy. And if you would like to participate in the program, the telephone numbers are in the Atlanta area. It's 404-872-0750. Or outside the Atlanta
calling area,
then it's 800-972-8255, translated 800-WSB-TALK. So join us if you will. We have a lot of things to do this morning. We want to have some encouraging words and lessons about getting your family, your children, your grandchildren involved in the outdoors. We'll have the radio prize package, the Silent Hero account, the Medal of Honor presentation, and so many other things that you may enjoy. But we enjoy it more if you participate by giving us a call, and we'll talk outdoors. We have the Zach Brown guest book, the questions coming in from there, and we've had a lot of things to handle. And if you care to join us, we would welcome you. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. I can't find my list of sponsors. A lot of wonderful people sponsor the show. They really do. No sponsor, no show. I can't find my list. I'll do it in a little while.
You'll find it.
I'll find it. So there you are. All right, we need to go to our first break, and then we'll come back with O'Neill Outside and Real Tree Radio when we return. Welcome back, 12 after the hour. One of the themes of today's program is to, with some pointers, some tips about getting your children involved in the outdoors, some recommendations, if you don't mind. I'm going to read something to you, and I think you'll take it to heart. Make sure the first outdoor experience is pleasant. One fellow that I know, he carpeted the floor of the tree stand so it would be nice and quiet, and that the child could move around in the stand. You know, they're not going to stay still long. He's purchased a special little backpack so he could have the snacks and a little set of binoculars and favorite toys, and picked up a warm afternoon for the two of them to stay in the stand. Whatever the activity, whether it's fishing or hunting, here are some tips that will help you get involved in the correct way. Every fish is a trophy to a five-year-old. You don't have to catch a 10-pound largemouth. And don't, if you're on a pond and you catch a little 2-inch bream, don't disparage the fish. Honey, this is just a little bream. Let's just throw him back. Well, you can put him back, but do it gracefully. And you might look at the colors on the fish and say how big this fish will be. How long will he live? What does he eat? All those things. Knowledge about the outdoors helps. You keep things simple. Success is not always a 5-pound largemouth. Keep the duration short and concise. A 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. fishing trip in the cold may not be the thing to do. Reduce the travel time. Make it close by. The kid doesn't care. The kid only the child only wants to be with you. Take snacks, drinks, toys. Be sure and prevent sunburn, wet feet. You know, they have to be warm. They have to be comfortable. Safe practices, okay? Especially in the boat. Always wear a life preserver, you and the child. If you're in the woods, investigate and comment on everything that you see. And I'll give you a great example of that in a few moments. Explore all the small things above and below the ground, in the on the horizon, in the air. And follow the trip with maybe a visit to the internet and confirm that plant that you saw, the bird that you saw, the animal that you saw, and learn about that animal. Learn about that plant. All those things, and I guarantee you, it's better than Little League baseball. It's better than high school football. It's better than going to a football or a baseball game. All those things are good. But those things aren't one on one. And if you keep those things in mind, you'll have a partner in the outdoors for a long, long time. Now, connected with that, at O'NeillOutside.com, among other things, that you can see all of the television shows, and you can see all of the O'Neill Outside television shows on YouTube also. If you go to O'NeillOutside.com, you'll see the Zach Brown guest book. And if you click on, which says enter now, you'll click on that. Well, let me update that. If you'll click on that, you'll be able to ask a question, make an observation about the radio show, the television show, ask a question about those things. And if we use your question, your observation on the television show, Zach Brown will send to you a black and tan Jackal, really top quality knife. That's if we use that on the television show. But I want to read to you a submission, if you will, to the guest book, to the Zach Brown guest book, and it's an illustration about getting children in the outdoors. This is from Evie in Decatur, Georgia, and she says, help from her parents, which is good. My name is Evie, and I'm 10 years old and have been hunting with my dad since I was a little child. And she says, we went hunting last week, and my dad and I saw 5 deer, a baby mouse, a huge anthill, a red-tailed hawk. I ate a whole bag of cheesy popcorn, some Chex Mix, and I drank a cherry Sprite. Oh, and my dad's tummy was growling so loud in the blind, it was funny.
That's sweet.
Did she enjoy the day?
I think so.
She did indeed. And note the following. They were deer hunting, and they didn't kill anything. They didn't have a trophy buck to haul back to the truck. You see, it really doesn't matter. And if you keep those things in mind, you'll have a result like Edie here with your child, your grandchild. And here's ad nauseum, I always say this. With the divorce rates in this country now, I'll bet you there's a little kid in the neighborhood that would love to go fishing or hunting, and this child's dad maybe is not an outdoorsman, or maybe he doesn't live at home, so his mom probably would find it very difficult to take him hunting. That's my message for today. So let's stick with the Zac Brown guest book for a moment. And we don't do enough television shows to handle all of the questions, but I do answer almost all of them. And so here's some of the questions. Let me get to them right here. On the Zac Brown guest book at O'Neill Outside. From James Dale in Concord, North Carolina. I've been hunting for over 13 years since moving from New York. There's not much state land here, and I'm wondering what would be the best way to get back into it. Would you suggest an outfitter? Oh, yes. Either in my state or close by. Yes, an outfitter would have a significant contribution to success. And the other thing for you to do, I can now, James, it's James Dale. I can assure you, James, that, and I don't know this, but I'll bet you that there are literally hundreds of thousands of acres of land in North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia in which you can go hunting and be successful on the wildlife management areas. You don't have to be a member of a club. You don't have to have an outfitter. But if you will research that, I'm certain you will find out that you have some places to go hunting and to re-establish yourself as a hunter. Excuse me. Okay, enough about that right now. What I will want to post you on now is that we will have the radio prize package when we return. Mm-hmm. And to tell you also, so you have to put your brain in gear, and with that in mind, I'm taking a moment to remind you that at O'NeillOutside.com or at Amazon.com, you may purchase O'Neill Outside, People and Places Along the Way. What in the world is that? Well, it's a book that I've written called O'Neill Outside. You can buy it at Amazon, or you can go to O'NeillOutside.com. Right there on the home page, you can order the book, and I will personally sign it, and I will sign it directly to you. So when you buy it, if you'll tell me what your name is or how you want it signed, I will certainly do that. So it's 21 and a half after the hour. When we return, we will have the radio prize package question. And now I see that the calls are coming in, and we'll handle those also. This is O'Neill. We'll be back.
Are you scared of the bull?
Good morning. Again, it's time for the... I get mixed up. Okay, it's time for the radio prize package. So here's Woman Williams with the rules and the question. So here we go.
Okay, you must be 18 years old or older to win the prize package. If you won a prize package in the last year, let's let somebody else win this one. And you can win a FireAid fire suppressor, a $10 gift card from Bojangles, a Whitetail Dove Institute DVD called Producing Trophy Whitetails, a voucher for one Swaggerty's Farms product, a Georgia DNR hat, Regulations magazine, keychain, and a game check wallet keeper. A real tree hat and decal combo, a Data Sport forecaster and moon phase clock, the latest editions of the Angler magazine and the Dude magazine, two cans of Fisher's Choice baits, and two packages of Bug Band wipes and a Bug Band wristband, and a Thunder Chicken by Captain Martin.
That's a casting float, yes.
There you go.
Makes up quite a bit, quite a sizable package. It really
sure
does.
Sure does.
You want to ask the question, please?
No.
Okay. The question is, on the show every Saturday morning, there are two retailers that are sponsors of the show, whereby if you go and visit those two retailers and just ask for an O'Neill Outside hat or cap that's been signed on the bill, they will give you one. No charge, no obligation. Name the two retailers. There are two of them. Name those two retailers and you also win the radio prize package. Okay. All right, hey, let's get to one of our calls here, and it's one of our favorites, of course. This is Don from
Ocean Isle, North Carolina.
Well, you're sounding good today, pal. How are you?
I feel real good, and Lord, it's good to hear Miss Gail back on this show of a morning now.
Yes, indeed. She's
thank you very much.
Quality addition to the program.
I've been sick.
And this is the month. 5 years ago, I had the heart attack, and they saved my life, and I had a 2% chance of living and fish again. So,
good grief.
I have a lot to be thankful for. Everything,
sure
even
do.
And every year, every day, I breathe a life breath.
You bet. Thank goodness for smart people that studied and went to college and went to medical school and the nurses and doctors that saved your life.
They did that. They did that. And 20 years ago, I wouldn't be here now. But I sent you an email about the Ross taking the customer striper fishing up at Lanier, and he took his 9-year-old grandson.
I saw
the photos
of the
trip,
of that.
Grandson told Ross, this is the best day of my life.
That's great.
So you know where he'll be from now on
That's right. He was with Mac that day, wasn't he?
No, he was with somebody else. I think he couldn't get in with Mac.
Yeah, Mac's pretty well booked up. That's fabulous. What a great trip. I did see the photos.
Yeah, and the kid, he got a thank you note from Ross, from the kid, thanking him for taking him fishing, so... He's as you say, he's hooked now, so he'll be in the woods and not on the street from now on.
Wonderful.
Yep.
Wonderful. It's good to hear.
Yep.
Good
Happy
to hear.
Thanksgiving to you and Gail, and love to hear you every Saturday morning.
You bet. I'm glad you called, Don. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
Good luck to you. Have a great Thanksgiving. I know you will.
We will. Thank you.
You
bye-bye.
See you later, pal. Okay, there you go. That's mighty fine. 29 after the hour. We got the radio prize packet floating around out there. We may have a winner. But we'll get to him in just a moment. One of the things that, back to the Zach Brown guest book, a couple of things here that are demonstrative that were winners or will be winners in the Zach Brown knife giveaway because they will be on the television show. This is from Samantha Summer in Lake Panasoffkee, Florida. And she says, O'Neill, I love the show. I want to know what is the best way to make venison chili. And I've picked this question because of the following answer. Gail, do you want to answer that question? What's the best way to make venison chili?
Why not just use your regular recipe? And
okay.
Use...
The surprise answer I had, which we did, was we put a pound of venison.
Sorry.
Huh?
Sorry, I goofed that. Okay.
A pound of venison, ground venison, a pound of finely chopped
stew beef.
Trimmings.
Yeah.
Okay. Beef trimming. And a pound of venison, pardon me. A pound of Swaggerty's sausage.
That was a new addition last year.
Yes.
And it really makes it good.
Oh, yeah. That makes that venison chili outstanding. The spices and all and the taste of that Swaggerty's sausage. Doesn't taste like sausage.
Tastes like beef.
Yeah, it tastes like beef.
To me, it does.
Man, does it make a fabulous, fabulous chili. All right, let's see if there's one Oh, how can I see from Levi Bowen in Cumming, Georgia? How can I see your Big Green Egg recipes? Just go to YouTube, O'Neill Outside, or to the website, O'NeillOutside.com. Buy a book, but O'NeillOutside.com, and click on recipes, and you'll see the recipes. Okay. I got time for this, 31 after the hour. Here's one from Robert Resnick in Richland, North Carolina. He says he likes the show. He says it's unreasonable to get a big buck every time you go, and so he appreciates that more than the shows that they scream and holler – jump and shout about killing a record buck. Not everyone has a place to hunt like that. And he likes the number one tip to hunt on public land. And those things are hunting on public land, hunt far away from the truck, hunt on weekends, and hunt late into the season. And the winner is, okay, the question was, what are the two retailers that give away an O'Neill, a signed O'Neill outside cap? So let's click on Gerald calling from Lilburn, Georgia. Good morning, Gerald.
Good morning, sir. How
is it that you know the answer to this question, sir?
Because I listen to you every Saturday morning, sir.
Well, you're very kind to do that.
Yes, sir.
And who are those two retailers that give away the hat?
Horsetown and Cherokee Toyota.
You betcha. Have you done that yet is the obvious next question.
Well, I live by the – I'm close to the Horsetown in Snellville, but I haven't had a chance to go get my hat yet.
Well, go over there today. They'll be happy to see you.
Yeah, I have been there, but I haven't got no hats yet. Yes,
well,
sir. I'm excited,
you know,
and I appreciate it.
You bet. Enjoy the camp, and give us a couple of weeks to get the radio prize package to you.
Okay.
And it'll be a big box, and it'll be full of goodies.
I surely appreciate it, sir, and I enjoy your show, and you're listening to you and your wife.
Thank you very, very much. You're very kind to be
yes,
a listener.
Sir.
And enjoy the package.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
You bet. We'll see you soon. There you are. 33 after the hour. This is O'Neill Outside, Saturday mornings on WSB and the Sports Broadcast Radio Network nationally. And you've been listening to and are still listening to the number one. I'm stuck this morning. I can't talk. The number one live outdoor-based radio talk show in the country. We're proud of that, and we do that because of you. You have a statement to make?
Do I have time?
Yeah, you've got 15 seconds.
I'll wait.
You'll wait. Okay. Well, it appears then we'll have a comment from Woman Williams when we return.
We get to keep going.
Oh, it's 30. Oh, I'm sorry.
Boy, he's off of it today. I guess I should
just go back
to bed.
It's been a long week. Yes, ma'am, your comment.
I was just going to say, I have not been on the radio with you since you were inducted into the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame.
Oh, okay.
And I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew that, and along with Walter Reeves, who follows us on WSB on Saturday mornings. And it was a wonderful evening. It was much more than we expected.
Mm-hmm.
Quite an honor to be there with all these people.
Legends.
Legends
of outdoor radio.
Yeah, it was wonderful. And, I was speechless.
I didn't think it was going to be such a big deal.
I know it was. It was.
I didn't know it had that effect on you.
I wish everybody could hear Houston when she talks to us.
Yeah, Houston is her engineering that puts this together.
Yes.
Might be interested.
Yes.
And thank you for bringing that up.
And also, we had the pleasure and surprise of meeting what's his name?
I'm gonna help you.
Sean Hannity. Yes.
When you think about the fact that he took his private jet with his bodyguards and flew to LaGrange, Georgia for this little ceremony, that added a great deal to the importance, if you will.
It did.
And he gave a little speech, and I thought, and that was not just Radio Hall of Fame, that's Georgia Hall of Fame in radio.
Yeah, Georgia Radio Hall
of Fame. So Walter and I were very, very privileged to be involved and to have been inducted.
And I can't remember how many people now were inducted altogether, but Sean came to specifically present the award to Eric Seidel.
Yeah.
And Eric Seidel is the person who gave you the opportunity to be on radio.
Right.
And you were both inducted on the same night. I thought that was kind of cool.
All right, we got to go now.
Day.
Legitimately, it's 36 after the hour, and this is O'Neill. Welcome back. 40 minutes after the hour, 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. Jeremy is calling O'Neill outside. Good morning, Jeremy. What's going on with you this morning?
Morning, sir. How are you?
Outstanding.
So I had a question. I know you've you talk a lot about fishing and how it's better to fish in cold water. I'm wondering what effect all this rainwater has, say, on Lake Altoona. Everybody calls the Altoona the Dead Sea anyway, but with all this rainwater, now it's back up to, you know, being a lake again. I was just wondering, what kind of effect does rainwater have when it fills back up a lake like that?
All right, it's extremely tough.
Is it?
Because it's usually dirty. It's colder right. than the other water. If there's anything to remember about it, it's this. If you think about it, that water is mainly on the surface if it's new water.
Okay.
So yeah, that means for a while, for a short few days, because cold water is heavier than warm water and the lake turns over, but you will have an opportunity to fish deep for a few days in warmer water. But you just fish in fresh dirty water. That's an angler. You have to be a better angler than O'Neill is to do that.
Okay. All right, cool. Outstanding. That's all. I was just curious.
Well, the only other thing I might add is if you can fish just ahead of that fresh water, you can still catch them.
Okay.
If you you got the river's dirty. If you go down into the main lake where it hasn't affected it yet, then indeed you can still catch them. Now here's something that you can, in answer to that question, both for presently and for the springtime. And I learned this because I fished one time in a tournament, and my partner was Rick Klun. You don't remember him, don't you? Rick Klun, he's retired now, but he won the Bassmasters Classic 3 or 4 times, Angler of the Year several times, and so on and so on. And I fished with him in a tournament, and he told me, and this, you remember this for next spring, the creek closest to the dam will warm up faster than any other creek on the lake.
Interesting.
Because that creek is least affected by the cold water in the river. So if you're at Sinclair, go ahead.
Right, yeah, that makes sense. That makes total sense to think about it. Mm-hmm. But my brain isn't awake yet. That makes a lot of sense actually.
Yes, it does. Okay. That right there is an illustration, a single illustration, as to why those people like Rick Klun and Kevin Van Dam and Davey Height and all those traditional professional fishermen, and I don't know many of the new ones, that's why they catch more fish than we do.
Wow. They're putting a little bit of science behind it. That's cool.
Exactly cool. Right. They go where the fish are, and then they're mechanically... They fish a lot, and they are operationally or mechanically, they catch fish better. Here's a great illustration, if you don't mind my taking a moment. Ready?
No, go ahead.
2 years ago, I had the pleasure of fishing with Davey Height. Does that name ring a bell for you?
Absolutely.
All right. Davey Height was Angler of the Year for 2 years, and I think he won the Bassmasters Classic, and he won a lot of other tournaments. Okay.
Yep.
I fished with Davey, and we fished under some very, very difficult conditions, but it was on a really good lake. I was in the front of the boat. Davey was in the back of the boat. We were using the same bait, a Buckeye mop jig. The water temperature was 42. The air temperature was 24. All right, you got this picture?
Yep.
Okay. We fished for 2 hours. I caught 2, and he caught 5.
Wow.
and I figure he's at least 2.5 times better than me.
That or he was pulling them out of the live well. That's
well,
awesome.
And here you go. Here's a further example. If you don't, the cup's turned over and I can't stop. When I would cast next to a shallow water target in this lake, I might land a foot from the edge of the target, a weed line or a patch of weeds or a stump, and I would make my cast, and it would splash down maybe a foot from the target.
Right.
But I noticed when Davey cast, he actually almost bumped the side of the stump or bumped the side of the weed patch very gently. So
nice.
He was just mechanically better than I was.
Yeah. You know, growing up, my dad, we used to go fishing a lot. And, you know, as a little kid, I didn't really understand, you know, the whole point behind it. But to me, it was you know, a rod and a reel. It was something more to play with. So I'd, you know, cast it out, reel it in, cast it out, reel it in. And my dad would get so sick and tired of me just playing with that thing. But, you know, after a while, it got to a point, man, I could put that hook anywhere. You know, you set your mind to, you know, for it to go. And it's like, you know, there it is. So, but yeah, well, hey, I won't take up any more of your time. I've been a long time listener for many years, and I do appreciate it, sir. I hope you have a good weekend. And
you too. Have a great Thanksgiving.
All right, you too, sir.
You bet. Glad you called. There you are. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255. Thought we might get some calls from Texas and Illinois and Ohio and Virginia and Kansas and Oklahoma. Travis, you know, the name of the show is O'Neill Outside with Travis Johnson. Not the radio show, that rascal's not here, but the television show is that. And so he's in Texas now, and I expect some calls from out there. Do you have anything going on Facebook there, honey?
Not much.
Okay. No questions for observations from Facebook at O'Neill Outside Facebook page. Yes. No? Yes. No.
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 Okay. No. No.
Okay. I had another Zach Brown question here somewhere. Let me see, just a moment. Okay, here's something that's personal. Eric writes, he says, O'Neill, you know, you're my favorite TV host. That's always a good way to start out. My question is, what has been your favorite day on the water or in the woods? A bit of a surprise answer. My favorite days, obviously, are with Travis, or my grandchildren, or my children, because I used to take my daughters when they were young. We went fishing. But now, my favorite days on the water or in the woods are when there's no camera. Doesn't matter whether I catch anything or not.
I'm sure people don't understand that,
mm-hmm.
Really.
There's no camera. There's no camera to turn to look to for an explanation. And if it does, if I don't even get bit, it really doesn't matter.
I'm just kind of wondering why you didn't mention me.
As regards a fishing partner?
Yeah. That would be one of your favorite days on the lake, fishing with me?
Absolutely.
How many times do you suppose that's happened in 50-something years?
I don't know. Why don't you
Maybe
tell
five.
Me? Maybe five. 5 times
yeah.
in 50 years?
Mm-hmm.
Where did we go?
Well, I know one time
we
went to Norris Lake, but that was another story.
Well,
we went fishing on Thanksgiving Day one time, and it was so foggy we couldn't see.
Uh-huh.
It was terrifying.
Okay.
But you knew where you were. And we went to Lake Seminole one time because we saw a deer going across the swimming across
yeah,
the water.
Deer was, yeah, we could hear the dogs barking. The deer was being chased.
Mm-hmm. And you said, look, that's something you'll never see again. So we'd go up the river and fish a little while and turn around and come back. And guess who was there?
Yeah,
he was going
deer.
Back the other direction. So
right.
I remember that. And I went striper fishing with you and Ken Sturdivant, and I caught an 8-pound striper.
Mm-hmm. That was at Lanier.
That's about all I can remember.
Yeah, that was, yeah. That's not a very good average. Married 53 years, I only took you fishing 5 times.
Probably. But okay. It's not because you would take me. It's just because I don't want to go.
Well, as a matter
of fact,
I have
been fishing with you and, you know, sat in the boat and read. And one time we fished at night and I took a blanket and a pillow and went to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
How's that?
Matter of fact, it's a great lead-in. I think the first chapter in the book, O'Neill Outside, I believe the first chapter in the book is O'Neill takes his date and brother fishing.
That was a trip.
That we were both 18 years old. One of our very, I guess it was one of our first dates.
It was that first summer that we dated, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we went fishing in Norris Lake, which is in Lithonia, Georgia. And I won't get, you know, you'll have to buy the book to read it. But it's an interesting story. Did we ever fish at all that night?
I think, no. You have to read the story to understand all that happened and the reason we didn't fish.
We lost the paddle in the boat. We wet the matches to light the lantern.
Mm-hmm.
So the lantern never got lit.
You didn't have an oar.
I lost the oar. Yeah, Hank, my brother, lost the only oar overboard.
Mm-hmm.
We lost a tackle box because it knocked off the dock and floated away.
Uh-huh.
And then finally, well, I'm not going to tell you anymore. Yeah,
because that's
the
funny part.
And read it. Did you get some reviews?
About what?
But the book reviews. I told you to look up some book
reviews. I'll go. Hold on.
We're selling books here. I got to make money. This is expensive.
I'll be back.
And you can also get the book at O'NeillOutside.com. Right there on the home page, we'll personally autograph the book and we'll send it to you, but it costs money. You have to buy it. These books aren't free. Okay. 52, almost 53 after the hour. First hour of the show's almost gone. Unbelievable.
Oz.
I'm glad to have you here. Most people would like you being here.
Who? Me?
Yeah.
You talking about me?
Yeah. People like for you to be on the show with me.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, it's just been an unusual year. You know, you go 70-something years and not ever sick, and then all of a sudden, we've had 5 surgeries in the last year between
we've been
us.
Beaten up a little bit.
Yeah, but we're doing good now.
I will not tell you Gail's age, but if you're on Facebook right now, you can see her, and you can see her on Facebook, the rebroadcast of the program as we proceed. But I will not tell you, I'm not going to tell people how old you are.
You're not going to tell them I'm 75 years old?
But I will tell you she's the same age and I'm 75.
Yeah.
We'll be back. The weather's good. It's not going to be rainy today, which is a surprise. So why not make some activities for yourself and your family, some good things to do. You can go deer hunting alone, take a child alone. It is the rut, and spend the time in the stand all day. But here's a little bit of a separate tip, okay? It's just as much fun, and if you haven't done this in a while, you're going to be so surprised and enjoy it, enjoy the experience so much. There's a car show today at Year One, and those muscle cars at Year One, the effort, the money, these are classic muscle cars. And you know where Brazelton is. All you do is go up to exit up 85, pardon me, and exit at Highway 53 and turn right. The Year One car show today. And the only mistake you can make is not setting enough time aside to truly enjoy it. Because when you get there, I guarantee you're going to spend a couple of hours. That car show at year one is fabulous. And you're going to wish you owned one. One of the mistakes that O'Neill made, we were short of money, and we had a 72 Cutlass convertible. And we needed the money. And I sold it.
I'll never forgive you.
She hates me for that.
Yes.
Well, we needed the money.
We did not.
Yes, we did.
Not.
Or I thought we did.
You always think that.
I'm really sorry I didn't own that. That would be a great car to take to the year one thing.
Wouldn't it?
Oh. Year one auto parts. It's a rather large building, and when you exit at Highway 53, when you're going up Highway 85 north of Atlanta, exit there and enjoy the car show. And then, however, before that, stick around for another hour of O'Neill outside. We'll be back.
WSBB-FM Doraville, a Cox Media Group station. This is Atlanta's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. News 95.5 and AM 750. WSB, Atlanta's news, starts now.
It's 5 a.m.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.